Some 2 million Mexicans living in the United States have obtained consular identification cards over the last 2 years. Critics say the cards are a national security hazard since they make it easier for illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, open bank accounts, and gain access to various other services. But such benefits also have made the cards wildly popular. Other countries now are copying Mexico's ID cards. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The basement consular section of the Guatemalan embassy is packed. The line snakes out the door as dozens get their photos snapped and shove forms to clerks behind glass windows. In line, Olga Marina Quiroa says she wants the ID or matricula consular to feel more secure. With no driver's license, she says if, God forbid, she were in a car accident, they wouldn't even know who I was. I work here, she says, but the United States doesn't even know I exist. If I have an official identification, then I exist. Guatemala has issued 80,000 ID cards in the past year, and Consul Ivan Sanchez says they're increasingly popular as word gets around. Ecuador issues 50 cards a day at its New York consulate and may expand nationwide. Sanchez says Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Brazil also are considering their own cards.
They are calling to see how we are doing, and they are in that process.
Across the country, hundreds of police departments, banks, and cities recognize the cards. 13 states accept them when applying for a driver's license. Montgomery County, Maryland, voted to accept the cards in September. Councilman Tom Perez had heard too many complaints from undocumented immigrants forced to live in a cash economy, often carrying around large amounts.
They might as well wear a bullseye on their back, you know, come assault me, take my money.
With consular IDs, Perez says all residents of his district can not only have bank accounts and credit cards, but then can also buy a car, rent an apartment, get a library card, or, say, access county job assistance programs.
It's one of the basic building blocks of self-sufficiency is being able to prove who you are. And that's why we thought it was a good idea.
This is basically an end run around the law.
Rosemary Jenks is with Numbers USA, a group that supports limiting immigration.
They are basically giving their nationals who are here illegally a way to get services and benefits that they're not entitled to.
What's more, Jenks contends the consular IDs are not secure. And in this, she's supported by the FBI and Homeland Security Department. Officials were not available for an interview, but in congressional testimony in June, Steve McCraw of the FBI said the Mexican IDs are not reliable. He said people have been caught with multiple consular IDs, stoking suspicion of possible money laundering or alien smuggling. Rosemary Jenks says the problem is that Mexico has no central database for its cards.
So you can go into, say, the consular office in San Diego and get a card with your picture and a San Diego address, and then you can drive up to L.A. and go to the consular office there and get a consular ID card with your picture, a different name, and an L.A. address.
The Guatemalan card is machine-readable with a biometric fingerprint, and diplomats say all the matricula consular, including Mexico's, are more secure than an American driver's license. David Aufhauser agrees. Until recently, he was in charge of countering terror financing at the Treasury Department.
The idea that the matricula cards pose currently a threat to national security is comic. I cannot remember a single time when a counterfeit matricula card was used by a Mexican immigrant in a terrorist plot in the United States.
The conflicting views within the Bush administration seem to have stymied the government. An interagency task force was expected to issue a position on the consular cards months ago. Amid the policy vacuum, supporters and critics are lobbying Congress as more and more immigrants line up to get their cards. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.